Secretary of State Colin Powell says the U.S. will play a leading role in the effort to recover or restore antiquities looted from Iraq's National Museum. He says he has begun recruiting international help, and leading archaeologists plan to meet in Paris on Thursday to discuss the matter. Iraqi curators, meanwhile, are documenting what has been lost, destroyed, or stolen, but they say it might be easier to catalog what little is left. In the months before the war, scholars repeatedly urged the United States Defense Department to protect Iraq's priceless archaeological treasures. As it turned out, American troops were but a few hundred yards away as the country's heritage was stripped bare. From Baghdad, NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Museum guards stood by helpless as hundreds of looters, many of them armed, broke in. They took sledgehammers to locked glass display cases. They broke into vaults where some of the most valuable items had been hidden. In their wake, they left a trail of trashed offices, ransacked galleries, and bitterness. Dr. Dory George is director of research and studies for Iraq's State Board of Antiquities and Heritage.
The American army was just in the front of the museum, and we had people begging them to save the museum. They never moved. And yesterday, me and Dr. Jaber went to the headquarters in the Palestine Meridian Hotel, and we met somebody, and they promised to send somebody some armored cars to save and to protect, and they sent nothing.
He says the staff has yet to establish the full extent of the damage.
Of course, we did a lot of movement here and there. We have a lot of pieces that are in safe places now. But again, we have to check. We have not checked yet. We don't know exactly.
It remains unclear whether some of the museum's priceless gold, silver, and copper antiquities, some of its ancient stone and ceramics, and perhaps some of its fabled bronzes had been locked away for safekeeping elsewhere before the looting. But Dr. George lists some of the museum's most valuable items he believes are gone. 5,000-year-old tablets bearing some of the first known writing. The first known calendar, a 10,000-year-old pebble with 12 scratches on it. And the 5,000-year-old Warka vase, which shows a procession entering a temple, the earliest known depiction of a ritual.
It's a beautiful, wonderful piece for art history. Again, another piece that was an Akkadian piece that's made of bronze. It's a Basitki statue, great piece in the history of art. Again, that piece is gone. Losing these two pieces, it's a great, great loss for the history of mankind.
Iraq is the home of ancient Mesopotamia, often called the cradle of civilization, and it has a cultural heritage that extends for thousands of years. But 3 days of looting destroyed what survived so many invasions and wars in the past. Curators say many of the looters appeared to be from the impoverished districts of the city, but others apparently were people who knew exactly what they were looking for.
They knew what they were taking. They have just crumbled everything in this administration area, but they went inside the museum and took some of the valuable pieces of the Iraqi museum.
Dr. George says Iraqis may have done this, but he says they did it with the blessing of American tanks. But others can't believe it was Iraqis who looted their own country's heritage. If not Iraqis, then who? I don't know, said curator Dahil Majul. Stunned Iraqis came to survey the damage today. And they too said someone from outside had to be responsible. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.